This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, TRÚV English Radio. My name is Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. My guest today is someone who is leaving the country, leaving Iceland, having been here for just over 2 years. Karen F. Patman, who is, as we have our conversation, the US ambassador to Iceland. Ambassador, welcome to RÚV.
Thank you so much for having me.
And welcome to RÚV English. And I'm sorry that these are the final days of your time in Iceland.
I know. I'm sorry that it's the final tenure, part of my tenure, because it has been just wonderful. It could not have been a more enriching and fulfilling experience. And I've made wonderful friends. And I think we've accomplished a lot for our collaboration between the United States and Iceland. So I'm really bummed to be leaving. I'd say as long as they'd let me.
You were appointed by President Biden.
Yes, I was.
And did he know of, or was he told of, a love that you had for Iceland? Why this country?
Well, I have Scandinavian heritage, so that was part of it. But I will say this, that when I was approached about possibly serving in a diplomatic role, I said, you know, I will serve anywhere that you think that I could be valuable, because I knew that President Biden's objective was to try to rebuild our relationships with our allies. And I think we've done that successfully. I hope so in Iceland. But anyway, when they called and said, well, how about Iceland? I said, can I scream and squeal? Because of course.
That was the jackpot, was it?
Yeah, that was the jackpot. Absolutely. So I felt very, very lucky. And of course, it's been even beyond what I anticipated.
And you would have known that the time in Iceland was coming to an end, I guess, when Biden dropped out of the race and Kamala Harris became the nominee, because you were telling me earlier that even if she had won, it is probable that she would have chosen someone else.
Well, it is probable that she eventually would have chosen someone else. I don't think she would have immediately chosen someone else, but it's customary for the new president to put in people that she knows well. And I certainly have met Vice President Harris, but I didn't have the same kind of relationship I had with the president and his administration. And so I'm anticipating eventually she would have put someone else in. That's just sort of her prerogative. Yeah. But of course, with President Trump coming back into office, he will definitely want, probably pretty much immediately, to put somebody else in that he knows well. And so that's why I am heading home, to my great regret.
And so nonetheless, you've had a few months then to get used to the idea of leaving Iceland.
Yes.
At least leaving as the ambassador.
Yes.
You're welcome back anytime, as I'm sure
you
know.
Well, and I will be back just to visit friends and experience Iceland. Now that I know all the places to go and all the places to eat and shop, I will definitely be back.
Yes. So with your Scandinavian heritage, had you been to Iceland before you took on the job?
No, I hadn't. And in fact, I had thought about coming. And then, of course, the pandemic hit.
Yes.
And so there was no travel at all. And so I had not been to Iceland. And it's on everybody's bucket list. I mean, it was on mine, too. And we've had floods of visitors come over from Texas. It's been really wonderful. But no, I hadn't been. So all the wonders that unfolded were new for me.
Yeah. You're from Texas, of course, and you'll be going back to Texas. And you talked about the state, and you've brought me some wonderful gifts that we'll get into as well. But I want to just talk about the climate and the sort of difference. I mean, Texas is a big place. It has a big range of climates. It took me 2 days to drive across it when I did it. So I know there's not just one climate, but on balance, Iceland is going to be colder than Texas, isn't
Correct.
It?
Correct. Yes. Yes. Yes, it is colder than Texas, definitely. And that was something I had to get used to. But on the other hand, as we talked, I was just in London, London just, I almost didn't even need a coat, because I've gotten so used to colder weather here. And so when I go back to Texas, it can get excruciatingly hot in the summer in Houston. So
middle of January, though, you should be okay.
January, it's mid-70s most of the time. We did have a freeze over the weekend, but in Houston. Now, Texas has different climates too, in different parts of the state. But in Houston, yes, it's generally very mild and warm, even in winter.
What were your first impressions of Iceland then, when you started the job, when you landed and you thought, well, there's at least a couple of years in this amazing country? What were your impressions?
Oh, gosh. Well, first of all, of course, that it was really beautiful. And in fact, within a couple of days of arriving here, we live here in two floors of a mid-rise, so we have windows all around. And I looked out, and there was the biggest rainbow I'd ever seen, and it was a double rainbow. It's everything is it was magnified. Just huge rainbow. And that's the first time I realized not everything's bigger in Texas. It was just so beautiful. And so, of course, I was struck by the beauty. I would literally get in my car to go to the embassy every morning and be saying, oh gosh, isn't this beautiful? And of course, the person driving me was very blasé about it. So, well, you know, this is just Iceland. But then I quickly got to know people and went around and introducing myself, and everybody was so welcoming and friendly and funny, you know, great sense of humor. People don't take themselves too seriously, although they take their jobs very seriously. And so it really reminded me of Texas. Jim and I both were struck by the fact that Icelanders are a lot like Texans. I mean, they're just very easygoing and very, very friendly and warm. And so it was, we felt right at home.
Yeah. I spoke recently to an author called Opesham, who lives in Wyoming.
Oh.
And her second home and her spiritual home is indeed Iceland. And she was drawing parallels between Wyoming and Iceland, not least because of the geothermal activity, I guess.
Oh, well, that's right.
Well.
Yes. Yes. Well, and that is another parallel with Texas is the energy industry. The Texans, though, have a lot to learn from Icelanders in terms of carbon management and the use of geothermal, because we do have geothermal resources in Texas, but they're not developed. And then, of course, all of the oil and gas producers in Texas want to learn better techniques for carbon management. And I don't know how you get better than CarbFix. So,
Okay. Yes. So a lot to learn from Iceland then. Going back to the job and going back to what you've done for the last couple of years. I don't know whether there is such a thing as a typical day or whether you can imagine what a job like this is going to be when you started, but talk me through some of the days and some of the things you've had to do in this role in the last couple of years. What stands out?
Well, it is just a combination of many different things. I did not know exactly what to expect when I came over here. Through the Senate confirmation process, I learned a lot about Iceland. So I knew a lot about the history of Iceland, the economy of Iceland, foreign policy, that sort of thing, to prepare myself for confirmation. But I didn't know what being an ambassador entailed on a day-to-day basis. And it's just myriad things. I mean, one day I might be meeting with ministers or their staffs on issues of importance to one or both countries. I've visited American businesses here or businesses with outposts in America. Visited a lot of different businesses and learned so much. And then I might be speaking to classrooms of high school students. We deliver messages from the U.S. government in person to the appropriate people in the Icelandic government. I went to various parts of the country, went to the east, went to the west, north, and down all the way down to Vik in the south through Selfoss. And so I, you know, wanted to everyone to know, frankly, how much the U.S. appreciates Iceland, because it really is very, very important to global security and to the economy.
And when there's a change of president, a change of head of state in Iceland, as there was in 2024, does the American president pick up the phone to congratulate the new Icelandic president? Did they talk, do you know?
You know, have they talked? Do we know? I have my team here with me. I don't know if they've talked.
They're making it happen right now.
Yeah, I know. They're good. They are. I don't know. I do know that Prime Minister Benedictson and President Trump did talk.
Well, he's changed as well now, of course, hasn't he?
I know. He's changed. And so I am confident that conversation will take place, but I just am unaware of it if it has.
Now, there is a big Icelandic community in parts of America, as there is in parts of Canada as well. Did your role put you in touch with any of that?
Yes, yes. There's a group that is, well, for one thing, there's a large Icelandic community in, I believe, Minnesota.
Yes.
And so, and there's a group, the Icelandic National League, the INL, American people with Icelandic heritage, that are very connected here. And I had both a meeting with them by Zoom, and then also there was a confab at one of the hotels here. And so that's a wonderful group that does that.
There's a fantastic facility somewhere in the east of Iceland, the Emigration Center, and it tells the story of people who left Iceland to go to America. And actually, they went via the UK in many cases.
They
went through Leith and through Liverpool and sailed across to America. And it is now run by someone who is a descendant of one of those, who's come back to Iceland, back to her ancestral home, if you like, and has set up this amazing facility that tells the story. So there is a real tangible connection between the two countries.
Oh, tremendous. Tremendous. There really is.
So when you go back to the USA, you'll have fond memories of Iceland. You'll be coming back, of course, whenever you wish. Is there anything that you won't miss about the country? And we won't be offended if you've got an answer to that.
Well, I, you know, it's been a little chilly for me. being a Houstonian. But of course, I've learned to deal with it. I have my Icelandic bundle up techniques and with Icelandic jackets and that sort of thing. So I've learned how to bundle myself up. And but yeah, I won't miss the chill of it. However, I will say Texas does get so hot in the summer. So I will miss, and sometimes I will miss that it is cooler here.
You'll have a memory of 15 degrees.
Yes, I
do. On a really hot day in Texas.
Yes, yeah. I will, definitely.
For sure. Well, thank you so much for coming in today.
Well, thank you, Darren.
In
it was
this
wonderful.
Your final week, and you finish on the 17th of January.
Yes, I do. I go home.
What's the procedure then for a new ambassador becoming in place? How long does that take? It'll be down to the new president, of course.
Well, yes, President Trump will select someone. It's possible he already has someone in mind for this position, and when it's announced, then that person will go through Senate confirmation. And of course, I will reach out to that person and say, you know, I'm here to help in any way and tell you about how much you're going to love Iceland, because they will. Mm. And it is a really important post. I mean, the maritime passages on either side of the island are the way that NATO and the United States monitors the Russian submarine traffic into the North Atlantic. And they also, Iceland also does a whole lot to support the NATO alliance with surveillance of the submarines, with radar stations, with the Keflavik air base that is run by the Icelandic Coast Guard. So it's a very important post in this time in the world.
We hear our near neighbor, Greenland, of course, raising concerns, perhaps quite justifiably, about the interest that Donald Trump seems to be showing in that part of the Danish kingdom. Do you think that Icelanders need to be concerned that maybe there'll be a similar level of interest?
Well, I don't think the level of interest is a bad thing. I think President Trump recognizes that Greenland and other Arctic nations as well have a tremendous amount to contribute, so economically and in terms of security. So I think his interest in Greenland is well placed. I don't think, I haven't heard that Greenland's ready to sell.
Nope.
But hey,
I think Denmark countered with an offer to buy the USA. It seemed like the perfect response, didn't it? To that,
oh, it really does. It
to
really
that particular
does.
But, overture.
Yeah. But I do think President Trump's focus on this part of the world can only be a good thing, because obviously it's up to a country whether they want to become part of the United States. But and up to the United States as well.
Yes, yes.
But I do think his interest and his recognition that this is an important part of the world can only be a good thing.
Okay. Now, we wouldn't describe you, I think it's fair to say, as a career diplomat. You're going back to Texas. You're not going to another posting. Was this your first time in this ambassadorial
role? It was. I had had other experiences that prepared me for this in a different sort of way, because I was a partner at a major law firm, and I was the first woman elected to the management committee. And then I also was chairman of our transit agency in Houston, which is a billion-dollar agency with 4,000 employees that provides transportation for the region. And so in both of those roles, I had to learn how to bring people together. And so those really did prepare me, not to mention political involvement over the years. But no, this was my first diplomatic role.
And would you do this again if you were asked?
Well, yes, of course. If a president asks me to do it again, you never say no to the president. But I'm just really glad that I had this particular opportunity. I'd love to come back here, but you know, I'd doubt that's in the cards, but I would love that.
Yeah. Well, we're delighted that you were here for the last 2 and a bit years. Thank you so much for the gifts as well, which I said we would mention. So we've got here a metal tin with the Texas flag on the top, and inside
are pecans covered with chocolate and white chocolate and sort of a honey sugar. So they're Texas pecans. They're delicious. If you start eating one, you're going to eat the whole tin.
Your colleagues here from the embassy are confirming this.
Yes, exactly. And then we also have mesquite rub, which is a rub you put on pretty much anything, meat, fish, vegetables, that brings the Texas barbecue flavor to Iceland. And you need to cherish that, because we traditionally give that out as favors at our, it's a personal gift from me and Jim.
As it says on the box. Indeed.
Yes. Yeah. At our 4th of July celebration. And I've had people come up to me and say, I've tried to order from the good company in Houston and they don't ship to Iceland. And so anyway, this is a very limited edition. So,
well, you'll have to come back now.
I have to come back now.
To deliver the mesquite rub.
Do I have to bring a whole crate of mesquite rub? It's a way to know I'll be welcomed back.
Well, I think by the sounds of it, you will, without question.
Oh, and I've had a wonderful time here. I just want to say thank you to everyone in Iceland for welcoming us and making this just a glorious experience. And I'll count on everybody to visit me in Houston.
But you'll be back here soon enough, I think, by the sounds
of it. I will. Yes.
For now, Ambassador, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you so much, Darren.
A real pleasure. Thanks for coming in today, and enjoy the final few days in Iceland.
I'll make the most of it.
It's Roof English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. You can get in touch anytime. We are english@ruv.is.
There is more from Roof English, with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. Roof English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, Roof.